Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today for our audio Daily Phil devotional. Our devotion comes out of Psalm 121, and it's entitled The Bonhoeffer Question. As our writing team was discussing Psalm 121, I found myself asking the question, is this psalm true? Well, I know it's not a question we're supposed to ask when we're reading the Bible. I think it's a fair question in light of what the psalm posits. The psalmist made the claim, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Keep you from all evil? That's quite the categorical and absolute statement. It would be easier to get behind if the author had said, God will keep you from most evil. If we're honest, doesn't it seem as though evil touches us, even the most devoted and pure-hearted followers of Jesus? My mind immediately went to the virtuous Dietrich Bonhoeffer. During the Nazis' rise to power, Bonhoeffer stood up to Adolf Hitler and stood his ground as a follower of Jesus, calling out both his country's abhorrent actions and the church's apostasy. For those reasons, he was imprisoned and hanged only days before the American liberation of the POW camp. Was he kept from evil? I was lamenting the story and imagining it as an example of the way this psalm doesn't seem to match with reality. However, during the course of our writing team's conversation, I was struck by the truth that it's completely unfair for me to state whether God has kept someone else from evil. Certainly, from the outside, it seemed as though Bonhoeffer's life was overcome by evil, but Bonhoeffer himself might say otherwise. In fact, I now believe he would argue quite ardently that the Lord kept him from all evil. He kept his life. Knowing that his life on earth was quickly coming to a close, Bonhoeffer sent one final message to George Bell in England. He wrote, "This is the end, but for me, the beginning of life." He echoed what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, "For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain," Philippians 1:21. I'm convinced that Bonhoeffer died more in love with Jesus than he'd ever been previously, and after he breathed his last breath, was ushered into his glorious presence. When Christ is our supreme treasure, we are untouchable. When Jesus is our ultimate prize and our deepest affection, there is nothing that can stand against us. In the same way that no amount of water outside of the boat can sink it, no amount of evil outside of us can snatch us from our Savior's hand. Being kept from all evil doesn't mean that we won't be attacked by evil. It means that we won't be defeated by evil. He will keep our life, just like he kept Bonhoeffer. Today, I want to invite you to take some time to reaffirm your love for Jesus. Pray back Paul's words, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And then thank Jesus for keeping you and protecting you from all evil. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for your promise that we find in this psalm, in your scriptures, in your word. And Father, I pray today that we might hold it tight as we walk through whatever situations we find ourselves in, and that we would be people who cry out for help to the one who called out the stars by name. Lord, we look to you and we ask, would you keep us, protect us, and love us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Grace and peace. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.